Hey there, friends, it's Nick, and this is episode 391 of the Story Hacker Podcast. Now, in the last episode, I talked about why fake news works, why lies and fiction effectively can work, because when we lie about something, we can much more easily make it novel, much more easily make it emotional. The real world, of course, is less interesting. I suppose, than fiction, which is why truth has such a hard time. And it just occurred to me that I should tell you about the big lie that I set up, I don't know, about a couple of months ago, I suppose. And if you've been listening for a while, you may know that I work out of a tiny, tiny cottage at an undisclosed location, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, because I don't live there, I don't sleep there, I'm sort of worried about people breaking into it, which, you know, doesn't make much sense really, but it's been on my mind. And it's the kind of place where you can't really have standard alarm systems because the ceiling is too low and the windows are weird and, you know, it's just difficult. And the other thing is, there's not actually much there of actual value. I mean, you know, I've got a desk and a couple of chairs. I do have all my books, you know, which are huge value to me, but aren't worth anything really. And obviously I take my, you know, my phone and my laptop and stuff. That all goes back home with me at the end of the day. But, you know, we spent a lot of time and a fair amount of money making this place really nice. And it's been on my mind that it's sort of unguarded at night. And I was thinking about a couple of months ago, I was thinking about what's an easy way to tell a different story. Now, you know, obviously you can get these apps and things that turn lights on and off through the night, but I was looking for something, I guess I wanted to do something a bit more elegant. So what I've done now, to understand how this works, you have to understand that a bit about the layout of the house. The front of the house has a porch on the front of it, a glass porch. So you can see through the glass, and on the wall are some pegs. There are pegs there for when I have to hang coats up and stuff, obviously. Duh, Nick. but what I did, first of all, was that I've got a couple of old coats, and I've hung a couple of old coats up, so they're there all the time. And I thought, okay, that's pretty good. That's a start. It looks occupied all the time. And then what I guess I was thinking about our dog. You know, we've got a lovely dog at home, Tala, who's 2.5 years old, something like that, border collie. And I love her to bits. The only thing is, she barks whenever anyone comes onto the property. She barks like crazy. And that's fine. That's good, actually. But when you say, okay, I've seen that person, when she knows you're aware, she doesn't stop barking, which drives me crazy. And the effect it has on people, obviously during COVID, we've had more and more deliveries, obviously, like I'm sure you have. And, you know, they won't come past the gate very often because she sounds like she's a Rottweiler crossed with a rhino or something. Anyway, it gave me an idea. And so what I did was, for like $4.99 or something on Amazon, I bought the biggest muzzle, the biggest, blackest muzzle I could buy. And I've hung it in the porch next to the coats so that anyone who looks through the glass can see this huge, enormous black muzzle. And of course, I'm taking that, you know, I talked before about how the brain is a story processor, not a fact processor. And it's really interesting because we've talked also about reading between the lines of stories. You know, when you write a 90 second story, it's amazing how much information you can pack in because people read between the lines. And the powerful thing about this muzzle is that anyone who looks at that is going to tell themselves a story, right? They're going to tell themselves a story about whether it's worth trying to break into this tiny, tiny cottage. And after I talked about lies and fictions in the last episode, I really thought that was worth sharing with you. And I hope you don't think less of me. But remember, our stories mean business, and sometimes, friends, they mean home security. Thanks for listening.